eye that's a little extra large. They shove this tube in there, turn the machine on, and
but it's not like siphoning gas. It's not like you have a guy there with a tube going. Oh. I mean, it's an actual machine that they hook up to you.
Well, if it can best be described, it looks like a Honda generator, okay? And it's got the pull start, and then the machine sucks all the fat out.
Well, I've got it here, and we have only one person brave enough to try thus far.
I'd be, you know, if you don't have people calling, I would be more than willing to try myself, because my stomach, I could use a little.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, WAVA, home of the hits. Who's this?
Robert.
Robert, where are you calling from?
Springfield.
Robert, I believe, had a brain liposuction at one time. Bob, what do you do for a living, sir?
I go to school.
And how much do you weigh right now, Bobby?
225.
225, all right. Stand by, Bob. Let me turn the machine on. Now, it's got one of those pull starts like a lawnmower, like Kim's vibrator has.
Just give it a pull right there.
You better stand back. All right, now, Bob?
Yes.
Where do you want the fat to be sucked away from?
My gut.
From your gut?
Yeah.
All right, Bob, put the phone up to your gut right now.
All right.
All right, Bob?
Yeah.
How can you hear me if you got the phone to your gut? Bob?
He's not listening, so he's got it.
There you go. And as you can hear, Mike, the fat is being sucked right through. Now, he is overweight.
Now, here at the other end of the line, we've got a little receptacle, and, it's not real pretty.
And, whoa.
All right.
There you go. Bob. Bob, do you feel better? Bob?
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 Oh, no, you've killed him.
I've sucked him into the machine.
Oh, no, that is an accident that happens occasionally.
Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there. He's still there.
We really thought you'd been sucked into the phone, Bob.
Bob, how do you feel, my friend?
I feel great.
Feel great? How much weight would you estimate you've lost, Bob?
Probably about 50 to 75.
50 to 75 pounds right there with a dynamite liposuction machine, and now you can celebrate, Bob, by going to Popeye's and getting yourself a two-piece chicken dinner.
Thank you.
You must be thrilled. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Hold on a second. Now, we're going to break for spots.
Yeah.
And I'd love to try this one with a lady, with a gal.
Well, you know those thighs.
I'd love to suck it out of the thighs and put it into your breasts. Now, there are women who are paying good money for this, $600-$700. What they do, they get their thighs reduced and their breasts enlarged.
And we offer this free of charge.
Ladies. FOC, and you'll get some chicken to boot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready. Oh, are we ready now? We're going to do it after spots. Frank!
Frank!
Hey, Frank!
We haven't even said hello to Frank yet.
Frank!
Hello! Hi, good morning, Don Mike.
Hi, Frank, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
And how was your vacation, Frank?
It was delightful, thank you.
Where'd you go, New Jersey shoreline?
No, I went to the beautiful Long Island shoreline.
I only say that because, speaking of liposuction, what floated up on the New Jersey shoreline last week?
Hospital waste, Don Mike.
Hey, nothing better when you're out body surfing.
So I guess we're going to break for spots here, Frank?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, we'll break for spots. We'll come back and we'll do the liposuction. Now, I'd like to do it from the thighs to the breast, but whatever you like. And the next round will be four ladies only.
Hospital Waste.
Used to be my radio name.
Hello, everybody. This is Hospital Waste. The hottest hitch.
WAVA. We'll be right back with more liposuction.
19 past 8. They do have ladies standing by.
Thank God it's liposuction time.
Actually, I tell you what, I think we have five or six ladies. Maybe I could do you all at once, you'll pardon the pun.
If you want to do that, I do have to reach down here and get that special attachment with the four prongs.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I'm calling about the liposuction.
Great, hold on. That would be line three. Hello, okay. WAVA.
Hi.
Hi, hold on a second. Line four, great. And how about line... Hello, line five? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, great. Let me put them all together. That's line one, three, four, five. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, sound off one at a time, please. We'll start with, who was the first gal we just talked to?
Alice.
Hi, Alice. Where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
Okay, and next on our line, who? Somebody else jump up here.
I'm Leslie.
Leslie, where are you from, Leslie?
Miles City, Montana.
Okay, anybody else want to jump in?
Kristen.
Where are you from, Kristen?
Leesburg.
And one more. We've got one more on here.
Susie,
where are you from?
Gaithersburg.
Okay, from Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg.
Now, ladies, if we can be brutally honest about this, perhaps your thighs are a bit larger than you would have liked?
Yes.
So it'd be safe to say that you all have fat thighs, ladies?
Well, yeah.
And you'd like us to suck the fat out of there and then re-put it back into your chest?
Great, definitely.
Okay, now we only have one setting on this liposuction machine, so at the conclusion of this little operation, you're all going to look exactly the same.
All right, now, ladies, if you would all please put the phone to your thighs.
Okay.
Ladies, are y'all going to do it now?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Go. Now, what are we doing here, Mike?
As
you can tell, the ladies are enjoying it, Mike.
Yeah, now we have one main hose that goes to the machine. This is a four-pronged adapter that we had to put on the end. So all these ladies are getting their thighs sucked at the same time.
Now, once we suck all the fat out of their thighs, Mike, we're going to reinsert the tube into their chest.
Yeah.
We're going to reinsert the fat. Now, let me see. That should be 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
fine.
Ladies. Ladies, you must be feeling lighter.
Oh, that's incredible.
Those thighs are very slender now.
Now, if you would please place the telephone next to your breasts.
Got it.
You got it. All right. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's Dolly Parton time, ladies. Here we go.
Now, not all on one side. Be careful. You don't want that to happen.
All right. Now on the left side.
And move the left side. There we go. That's it. Nice and even.
Whoa!
Gulp! Back over to the right. Back over to the right.
Whoa! Oh, Mike, I'm afraid that these ladies are terribly unbalanced.
No, that does not look right.
Maybe you can go over to Jiffy Lube and get yourself balanced today. Ladies, do you feel better?
Yes. Yeah,
that's
thighs.
No thighs.
You know, with the right amount of anesthesia, it's a painless process.
And ladies, now that you're all thin, each of you has won chicken from Popeye's Fried Chicken. You must be thrilled.
Yes, is it really greasy so we can have thighs again?
Yes, you really eat them. You really get your thighs back again. Then come on back to Don and Mike's House of Liposuction, okay?
Okay.
Can you all tell me your number one radio station all summer long, please?
WAVA.
Okay, hold on, ladies.
Not many morning shows with a couple of medical doctors on the air.
You're listening to the best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WAVA's Morning Zoo.
At 25 minutes in front of 9, I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment brought to you by Davis DJs. Experienced, not expensive, on W.
I'm going to lay down my fork and spoon down by the dinner plate. Down by the dinner plate. Down by the dinner plate. I'm going to lay down my fork and spoon down by the dinner plate and eat this with my hands.
Are you eating again?
No. Still.
AVA!
Don and Mike, WAVA.
Hey, baby.
Thank you, David. 8:35, I am Kenny the Gardener. In for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on the best of the WAVA Morning Zoo. Don't forget the WAVA Mystery Woman. She's going to be at the Rockville Metro Station tonight between 6 and 7. She'll be carrying a purse, and in that purse will be $250 for you to claim.
You're listening to the best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WAVA's Morning Zoo.
All right, thank you, Billy. Big voice and good morning, my friends. I'm Donald D. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Now we're going to have commercials. Come back, 432-WAVA. That is our number. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has been patiently waiting outside for his chance to chat with you about his little dumb movie Twins.
Twins.
And I was thinking, actually, what I'd like to get for callers this time is people who might have seen both the movie Twins and the movie Scrooged, who could perhaps give Arnold their opinion on both movies, since those two seem to be battling it out for the number one spot.
Because, as per usual, Arnold has a tremendously inflated opinion of himself.
And he hates Bill Murray. So if you've seen the movie Scrooged and you've seen the movie Twins, won't you please call and chat with Arnold in just one moment? Hey, he's a wild man time.
There he is. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Isn't he marvelous?
Yeah, marvelous.
And we'll be right back.
Then I'd like one, too. Then you said, but it's a dog. Says, well, I don't care what she looks like. Says, you don't understand. I've had sex since I was 9 years old. The guy winks and says, well, you've been around quite a bit. When I got married and went on my honeymoon, I took the dog with me. I told the clerk I wanted a room for my wife and me and a special room for sex. He says, you don't need a special room. As long as you pay your bill, we don't care what you do. I said, look, you don't understand. Sex keeps me awake at night. The clerk says, I know. I have the same problem. One day I entered sex in a contest, but before the competition started, the dog ran away.
The contestant asked me why I was standing there looking so sad. I said, well, I'd planned to have sex in the contest. He told me I should have sold my own ticket. But you don't understand, I said. I wanted to have sex on TV. This guy says, now that cable's everywhere, it's no big deal anymore. When my wife and I separated, we went to court to fight for custody of the dog. I said, Your Honor, I had sex before I was married. The judge says, I don't care. Stick to the case. I told him after I was married, sex left me. He said, hey, me too. Last night, sex ran off again. I spent hours looking all over town for him. A cop came over and said, what are you doing in this alley at 4 in the morning? I said, I'm looking for sex.
Hello, wise guy. How are you? This is the right. Come on. Oh, all right.
Hi, Arnold.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Did you see the Bob Hope Christmas show last night?
I love it. I love the Bob Hope. I really do. He's really great, you know. I was watching it with Maria, and he was, like, sitting there, and he told all those really funny jokes. I like him. I really do. He's really one of the funniest stars I've ever seen in my life. I really enjoy him. Do you like Bob Hope?
No, I hate him.
He's a superstar, man. He's great. He's just like Arnold and Danny DeVito. He's really got the style. He's really funny.
Arnold, can I ask you to leave the room for just a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now.
Well, I wasn't doing it the way I did it. I was doing it the old way.
No, you weren't doing it the old way.
Yes, I was.
You know, Mike is trying to perfect this, and I don't... You know, you said to me, you don't tell me how to do my part of the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I know you're trying to get Arnold down as perfect as you can, but that didn't sound like anything like the Arnold that we know.
Well, I know, but I see... I was watching Arnold on The Tonight Show, you see, and he...
I don't think you should change him.
See, the old Arnold sound... Want to hear the way the old Arnold sounds?
Yeah.
The old Arnold sounds like that.
No.
Hello, light bulb, yeah. How you doing?
There you go.
But the way Arnold really talks is that's the way he really talks. You see him interviewed by Johnny Carson, and he comes up and he says, hello, my name is Arnold, and he talks back in his throat like that, and he can't speak the words.
That might be more accurate, but that's not the Arnold that we know.
I know, that's the Arnold we've grown to love, but you know how I always told you that I never did Arnold to my satisfaction, and then when I finally watched him,
I figured out that he actually talked like that, and he couldn't pronounce the words, and that's why he talked like that, the old Arnold.
Can we take a vote of the people who work here if it should be the new Arnold or the old Arnold?
Yeah, okay.
Right. I mean, and they can make it a silent ballot, so right. I won't be influencing anybody's opinion.
Okay, so the old Arnold would be, hello, this is Arnold.
And the new Arnold would be, hello, this is Arnold. I can't speak English that well.
Frank, would you please take a vote in the other room for me and bring the results in, write them down? And David Haynes, I guess we can get David Haynes. Dave,
I like the old Arnold better.
There's one for the old
Arnold.
All right. Okay, there's one for the old Arnold.
All right.
Okay. You know, this isn't a ream job.
Oh, I know, I understand.
It's not a ream job.
It's like everybody's grown accustomed to the old Arnold.
I tried to tell you that before we went on there. And, you know, Mike's been pushing this on me for a couple of days now, doing the new Arnold.
Yes.
The old Arnold wins 3-1.
3-1. Who voted for the new
it's
Arnold?
It's a secret ballot.
Come on, who voted for the new Arnold?
Secret ballot.
Who voted for the new Arnold, Frank? Frank, it's not a secret anymore. Come on. Come on, this is like the Marcos government. Who voted? Frank!
Come on, Frank, I want to know.
Frank, I order you to tell me who voted.
It's now unanimous, 4-0 in favor of the old Arnold.
I must have been Kim.
Okay.
Right. Or did you think it was Frank?
I don't know.
It was Frank, too. It was Frank was that one.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do the old Arnold the way Arnold was. All right, can we...
Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm just disappointed because I really thought the new Arnold sounded more like Arnold. It hurts me, but I have to go with the staff here. If that's what they want, the old Arnold...
Hello! Hey, Lightbulb! How are you?
See?
Great!
See?
Yeah, I watched stupid old Bill Murray and Scrooge. Okay.
See?
Okay, yeah, you make you happy then? Okay, hello. Yeah,
what's happening? Make me happy, make the listeners happy.
That's right.
Hold on a second. Fine. Leave the room for a second, Arnold.
Okay, see you later. Hey, I'll be back. One way or the other.
No, wait a minute. We have people on hold who maybe have been listening to this. Okay. Why don't we see what they think? There's some unbiased opinions for you.
Absolutely.
People who don't work with you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, have you been listening to this Arnold thing?
Yeah.
Would you like the new Arnold or the old Arnold?
The old one.
The old one. Hold on a second. Hi, good morning. Have you been listening to this ongoing thing?
Yeah.
Do you like the new Arnold or the old Arnold?
The old one.
Okay. You know, I didn't want to say that I have been doing a radio show for 15 years
now,
and I do know how to judge the audience here. Hello?
Hello.
Do you like the new Arnold or the old Arnold?
The old Arnold.
Yep,
but
that's it.
It doesn't matter. Either one should go back to Manassas.
Go back to Manassas. Okay.
All right.
Now, we're finally ready, I think, to bring in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, how you doing, all you goofy guys?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. This is Arnold.
Just forget it.
All right. Hello.
Just forget it for this break.
I'm really confused. I play commercials so I compose myself. Light bulb.
Get out of here,
Christmas
Arnold.
Tree. Okay. Old and new. I still love you.
Really confused now. I got to go back to my analyst.
You're listening to the best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. WAVA's Morning Zoo.
Yay! Okay, so you got it down now?
The old arm. Yes, as per request, I'll do the old.
You folks could be hearing what I'm hearing here.
Hello.
Is that it?
Hello.
Well, I sort of relearned it again, and now I'm going back to doing it the old way.
Don't be so upset by that.
Well, it's, you know, I worked all weekend on it, but that's...
Okay, well, then I tell you what. We'll try it. You want to try it with the new Arnold voice and see how it goes? I'll give it a 100% shot.
I have gone...
I'll give it 100%.
I've gone back to the old Arnold now, and now you're trying to switch gears on me again. I'll do the old Arnold. The listeners want it. The people want it that way. I'll do the way I used to do it,
which would be the... Hello.
That one, okay?
But you should see yourself. You look like a puppy who'd been kicked here.
Well, I did, but I've gotten over that. I'm far, far over that now. It doesn't matter anymore, all right?
Okay.
It's fine.
And now, we're ready for America's favorite comedy feature. We still call this wacky little bit.
Crooks are stupid.
Dallas authorities report that 26-year-old Matt Reitert planted himself in the garden outside City Hall last month. The man who was protesting about pollution in Texas ordered passersby at gunpoint to dig a giant hole large enough for him to climb into.
Uh-oh.
Once that was done, he ordered people to fill him in and sprinkle in some manure he had brought along with him.
Oh,
he was now buried in dirt and manure.
Ew.
With his body buried up to his waist and his gun out of his reach, police were called. They arrested the man who was singing Everything is Beautiful as he was excavated and arrested.
That's nice. A Los Angeles man walked into the Southland Savings and Loan recently, pulled a ski mask over his face, and proceeded to rob the place. But when he was handed over $3,000 in cash, he told the teller he wanted a deposit slip. While still holding his revolver, he carefully filled out a deposit slip for his personal checking account and told the teller to put it in the next day. As police simply looked up his name and address from the deposit slip, they caught the guy. He said he wasn't a crook, but that a few checks were going to bounce if he didn't do something. Duh.
And finally, here's the true tale of Dave Winston of Detroit, who has an underarm fetish. Police nabbed him downtown in Motown, stopping passing women and ordering them at gunpoint to bare their underarms to him. If they were well-groomed, he would let them pass. Well, T.J. Wright would never pass this test. But if there were, and we quote from the police report, if there were nubs or strands of underarm hair, he would pull out a disposable razor and force the women to shave on the spot.
Oh, God.
And all seven women were forced to shave before police arrested the 36-year-old man who told them he was on a mission from God.
Oh, sure he was.
And God told him to, don't you know?
The story you have just seen is true.
Mm-hmm.
The names were changed to protect the innocent.
And now here's David Haynes.
Fun, loving degrees.
At 9:06, I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment brought to you by Guinness Gold on W.
Good morning.
AVA.
Broadcasting to 34 counties, 4 states, and 1 nation's capital with 50,000 watts of music power. WAVA. Washington.
Hi, good morning.
If I went to Roger Ebert's house this weekend and cut off his thumbs,
yeah,
what do you think he would hold up?
I don't know. Not quite sure, Don.
Did you know that they are opening, now this is no lie, an Ethiopian restaurant in Washington?
What do they serve there?
Nothing. I mean, that's not a joke. Isn't that a contradiction of terms, an Ethiopian restaurant?
Yeah, I don't know, nuts and berries or something like that. I don't know. Don't worry. Be happy.
Hey, Washington's number one radio station is Don and Mike. Hey, has anybody seen... Hey, Frank!
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 Frank, get in here.
Frank!
I'd like to go back outside. Where is the wireless microphone, please?
Well, we left it over in Charlie's office. You know, his little, not office, but you know where his desk is.
Do you want me to... I think it's turned
on. Would you go get it? Would you go get it, please?
Sure.
In the meantime... What was that?
Did you turn on the wireless mic?
You left the wireless microphone on, I just turned the pot up. Where is this, in Charlie's office? So can Charlie hear us?
No.
Charlie!
Unless he's got...
Well, who's he talking to?
I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Don, but sometimes he just kind of talks. Sometimes he just talks to himself.
Well, let's listen.
All the animals come on. Then we're going to go to a big beach ball and I'm throwing around and I was going to miss. Okay. I was a man. No, you are. What am I?
I wonder what he's talking about.
I don't want to love pizza, Chuck E. Cheese. Go.
He can't hear me, can he?
I want to go to the Chuck E. Cheese.
He has no idea the wireless microphone is on. Don't go in there yet, Frank.
I was always going to say, okay. Yeah, you too.
What is he talking about?
I just went in to sneak a peek. He's just sitting there, just kind of rocking back and forth.
Big car goes really fast.
Is he on the phone?
No. He's just kind of looking at the comics and reading, you know, and going along.
Oh, there's a sneeze. God bless you, Charlie. Okay. Sneezy. Don't be grumpy. Oh, man. Okay. Pizza.
Why don't you go tell him the microphone's on, Frank?
I want all of it.
Or send Hop Sing in to tell him the microphone's on. Have you seen Hop Sing?
Hop Sing is right in.
Okay, no.
Hop Sing's on his way in there, but he didn't hear me.
Oh, Hop Sing is on his way in. Well, this will be a real treat. Let's just listen.
Hi, Hop Sing.
Hello, Charlie. Charlie, how you doing? What's happening? How you doing today? It's good to see you, Charlie.
Hi, Hop Sing. You hear that bit with Ollie?
Oh, yeah, I heard that bit with Ollie. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's nice, guys.
Those guys are so... I don't like the way they do that. Yeah, I think that's funny. I don't think that's funny at all. I think it's really dumb, don't you? I wish we could take over the show, Hop Sing.
Oh, yeah, well, Charlie and Hop Sing take over.
Yeah, boy, that'd be fun. You meet Charlie, we'll go, sure, come here and do that. Boy, if a stupid Mr. Goodman let us do the show...
Stupid Mr. Goodman.
Those guys, because they're really dumb. They don't make no sense to me.
I hope they don't start talking bad about Alan Goodman.
I don't know. He's so silly. So bald. He's really... I don't like that. But you know...
Hey, Frank, you better get in there and tell him that this microphone is on. Okay. Frank!
It's really good. Because then...
Frank!
We can sneak in and go and do a show on our own. We go
get in there and tell him that the microphone's on. Go in there, Frank. They're going to get in trouble now.
See, that's the best thing to do. We take over...
Charlie.
Hey,
Hop Sing?
Yeah, oh, hi, Frank.
Hi,
tell
Charlie.
Frank, tell
hi, Mr. Murphy. You want me to do something? We're talking together in the back room.
Yeah, Charlie, maybe you guys ought to come with me into the studio or something.
Why?
Well,
okay.
Or just give me that microphone that's on your desk. Can I have that?
Oh, this one? Sure, here you go.
This one right here? Yeah. Is it on? I think it's on.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Don, can you hear us?
Hi, Frank.
Okay, we're coming back in now. Let me get the thing here.
Come on in, guys.
Come on in. Get the door.
Mr. Geronimo?
Charlie, you called Alan Goodman stupid, and you said you didn't like the Ollie bit that we did.
No, I didn't.
Charlie, that microphone was on the whole time. We heard everything. We heard you singing about Chuck E. Cheese. We heard you singing about pizza and ice cream. Charlie?
I didn't say... How did you hear me?
The microphone was on, Charlie.
I didn't mean any of that.
Charlie?
I didn't mean it.
Can you bring Hop Sing in here now? Frank, bring Hop Sing. Charlie, out. Hop Sing, come in, please.
Hello. Good morning to you. I'm Mr. Geronimo. I'm really
Hop
happy
Sing?
To see you. Why you... Oh! You hit me in the mouth. You make my mouth bleed. I got bloody lip now. Why? Why is he so mad? Why is he so mad?
Better tell him. He doesn't understand.
They didn't know that they were on the air.
Well, go tell them, Frank.
Yeah,
go
that.
Tell them,
I think,
Frank.
I think Charlie's very, very confused. I think that's what the problem is right now.
All right, Charlie. Come here, Charlie. Charlie. Don't cry, Charlie.
Why did you hit me?
Because you were talking bad about Mr. Goodman and bad about our show.
I don't understand how you heard me say that.
Okay, let me show you. Give me the microphone,
Frank. I don't understand what's going on.
See this microphone, Charlie?
Yes?
See this one right here, the one that has no cord to it?
Yes.
Watch this.
Oh.
See, and if I set this right here, if I go back by my briefcase and I set it down and I go,
yeah.
Alan Goodman sure is stupid. You could hear me, couldn't you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
All right,
I didn't know that microphone was that you could talk into it without a.
Okay, Charlie.
A cord.
Well, that's okay. That's okay,
I'm
Charlie.
I'm really sorry.
That's all right, Charlie.
I didn't mean to. I'm
all right,
really,
Charlie.
Really sorry.
All right, don't
I
cry,
didn't
Charlie.
Mean to.
Don't,
I didn't.
Charlie, don't
I
cry.
I didn't mean to.
Charlie.
I really didn't.
Charlie.
I didn't mean to. Do.
Now, Charlie, be a man. Stand, Charlie. All right, Charlie. Wait a minute. Come here, Charlie. Charlie. Here's a quarter. Here's a quarter, Charlie.
Thank you.
Here's 50 cents, Charlie. Here's another quarter. All right, Charlie, here's one more quarter, 75 cents, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know you could hear me.
Bye, Charlie.
Goodbye,
oh, wait, Charlie,
terrible.
Stop crying. Here's another quarter. That makes a dollar, Charlie, okay?
You're not at me.
No, I'm not mad at you, Charlie. We're friends.
Okay.
We're friends, Charlie.
Okay.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you. Okay, I gotta go.
Charlie, stop crying now.
I got to go outside now.
Charlie, okay. This will make him cheer up. Charlie, I'm gonna buy you some ice cream today.
Oh. See you later, Mr. Geronimo. Bye.
Hey, give me that dollar back.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
WAVA Mystery Woman is going to be at the Rockville Metro Station tonight between 6 and 7. Now, she'll be carrying a purse. Just walk up to her, give her the phrase it pays. Fun all morning, music all day, 105 WAVA, and you got $250.
Prizes are pork related, including bacon and sausage. Also pork trophies.
Right.
And it's Virginia Baker is the woman's name. She is the director of the mayor's office of Balmer for adventure and fun. She's usually at work before 7 a.m.
Right.
Let's call. The last time we talked to this woman was when they had the Balmer turkey calling event around Thanksgiving last year.
Now, folks, if you've never heard a Baltimore accent, this is a classic Baltimore accent. If we get through to this woman, if you want to hear what your average person from Baltimore sounds like, times 10, listen to this woman. If this is the same woman I'm remembering.
Hello, we're looking for Virginia Baker. Hi, Virginia, this is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio. Can we chat with you for a second? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here she is all the way from Balmer. It's Virginia Baker.
Hey, Virginia, how are you?
I'm great. I couldn't be any better. I'm going to be 67 August the 16th, and I never felt so good, and I'm doing so many things that I've never been able to do in recreation in my life.
Simply super.
How is the city of Baltimore?
Wonderful.
Listen, Virginia, we understand that this year you are working some kind of hog calling contest. Is that thing today?
Right? No, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday at noon down here at Fells Point, where all the people came in off the boats to come to this country, to the city of Baltimore.
What can you tell us about the hog calling contest, Virginia?
Anything you want to know.
How many people do you expect will drop by to give it a try?
Audience-wise?
How about participants first?
Oh, we'll have about 80 to 100.
What are some of the activities you have planned, Virginia, darling?
Well, we have a country band. We have a great big pen where we'll have live hogs.
Yeah. Live hogs.
We have people of all ages, little tots to senior citizens who will give their presentation. We have all kinds of prizes. Everything relates to hogs, like bacon and hams.
Hey, Virginia, would you do me a personal favor?
Yeah.
Would you say Sally sells seashells by the seashore?
No, I will not.
Why not, Virginia?
This is hog calling day. We don't get mixed up with any of that.
Okay.
No. I just wanted to hear you say it.
This is the only thing I do this week is shoo-wee.
Yeah, we're just tongue twister fans, Virginia.
Oh, well, listen, Virginia, maybe if the event is Wednesday, would you mind if we called you tomorrow as the excitement starts to build now?
We're ready for you. I get here 6 o'clock, so whatever you say, we're ready for you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart, Virginia.
Right. Okay.
Well, God bless you, Virginia, and we're now counting the down the days
to
the
Baltimore
hog calling contest. 2 days.
Hey, Virginia?
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 She's gone.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
It was Virginia here.
What did you want to ask her?
I wanted to ask her to give us the best reason to visit Baltimore. I just wanted to ask her. You know, she's a tourism representative there, and she's good on selling
the city of Baltimore. How much do you want to bet she says the Inner Harbor?
Yeah, the Inner Harbor.
The Inner Harbor.
The people.
They're building an Inner Harbor in Cleveland. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're modeling it after the one in Baltimore.
Yes, they are.
Just like they did down in Norfolk, Virginia.
That's right, dear. Hey, that's right, dear guy. Hey, how about them O's? Them O's not so bad.
The Oreos.
That Ursay never should have moved.
You know, I bet this woman knows.
Hello?
Virginia Baker, may I help you?
Hey, Virginia, you hung up on us. We were still talking
to
you.
Sorry, I thought you said you were going to talk to me tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we had just one more question for you, Virginia.
Yes, Virginia, if you could tell us, what's the best reason to visit Baltimore? Could you tell us that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the people.
Bingo.
You nailed it.
We got all kind of amusements and all kind of good restaurants and all, but when you come here and meet these people, you'll want to come forever.
All the right. people, and trust me, I'd like to come forever. Thank you very much, Virginia. To Baltimore. Come forever to Baltimore.
She just hung up again. AK, I'll just put the phone on over here.
Sally sells seashells by a seashore. What a nice lady she is.
That was super. WAVA. Now we're going to break for spots. We're going to come back with All About Feet. If you have a wacky story about your feet, you should call us at 432-WAVA. We haven't played. Hey, Freddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Freddy Krueger.
I like doing this scary thing. Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Hi, Freddy. Good morning.
Freddy's back. Freddy's back at the box office. Have you checked out these reviews?
No, I haven't seen reviews for your film.
Can I read you something just for a second?
Sure.
All right, now, just right out of the newspaper. Razor Glove Freddy Krueger slashed his way to the top of the weekend box office. Now listen to this, baby.
All right.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Grossed $12.8 million, the biggest opening ever for an independently made film. Previous record holder, A Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, congratulations.
I told you I was hot. I am the hottest. I am officially now, and I was checking out Variety out in L.A. when I was out in L.A. the other day.
Yeah.
I am officially now the single hottest box office horror movie draw of all time.
Congratulations.
Oh, baby. Can I be honest with you, really?
Sure, Fred.
I'm almost moved to tears by the overwhelming support that the public has given me. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street, it started out as a low-budget horror flick, and look what it's become, an institution, American classic. I mean, it's almost as big as Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life.
Just to say, I understand all the stations are going to run your movies on Christmas Eve now.
Yeah, but that's not why I came in here. I understand you're going to do the All About Feet segment.
Oh, that's right, Freddie, at 432-WAVA.
I wanted to show you mine. Hold on just a second. Have you seen any of my films?
No, I have never seen one of your movies.
You didn't see my feet. Hold on a second. Let me take my shoes off. Hey, take a look at that.
Oh, Freddy.
Hey, does that scare you?
How many toes do you have on that thing?
Three. Three toes, yeah. Very scary. Oh, man. Don't dream. Oh, man. I am so happy. I'm beside myself. Wow.
All right, Freddy. And you heard him say All About Feet next at WAVA. Nice complexion time.
Julie, it didn't feel very good. But I knew I was in trouble, but I didn't know what was going wrong. So I just kept going, and I didn't have shoes on. And at one point, the buffer jumped onto my foot, and it got my big toe stuck in between the brushes. And I couldn't get it out. And my husband, of course, is lying on the sofa watching television, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs because my toe is stuck.
We got our winner right here. I think we're just going to stop any woman who gets her big toe stuck in... What did you get it stuck in?
In a buffer.
In a buffer.
You want a recap of the other feet people?
Nah, the other feet people can just go scratch.
Okay.
No, the other feet people... No, actually, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, on line number one, we had Alice, who had a 50-pound weight dropped on her foot. On line number two, it was the guy that didn't give his name and had a size 13. 15-foot with hairy toes. On line number three was Lana. She stepped on a lit cigarette butt and had bad circulation. And then, of course, there was Pat, whose toe was eaten by a floor buffer, Don.
Actually, I tell you what, they're all so good, you all win the same prize, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, good. You've all won tickets to see the Chuck Norris movie, Hero and the Terror, and also a Chuck Norris movie poster.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Thank you all for sharing your foot stories with us.
Thank you.
And can you tell me, please, the station that loves your feet?
WAVA.
Here's a bonus question. Who's the lady who works at WAVA who has really hairy toes?
Kim.
Nope. Kim's toes aren't hairy. She has hair on her chest, too.
Hairy toes, very large feet, and there's a bit of an odor problem.
TJ.
Yes. There you go. Bingo. You win an extra prize.
Music plus fun equals 105 WAVA.
Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Don, I wanted to say Mrs. Anderson has hairy toes, too.
I do not, Charlie.
Yes, you do, because remember that time you asked me to paint your toenails?
No, I never asked you to paint my toenails. I said take the fingernail polish off, Charlie, and you didn't. You painted them instead.
But I saw you wear sandals one time, and you do have hairy toes, Miss Anderson. You do.
Bye, Charlie. And we'll be right back. Batman, his music not featured prominently in the movie Batman.
You know, when I went to see the movie, I was surprised that didn't open up Batman. I was waiting for that, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, the song Bat Dance, nowhere in the movie to be found. It still didn't ruin it for me, but, well, you know those O'Maras.
Was that a Prince song when he was coming in on the float?
Yes.
That one singing that?
With the Joker? Yeah.
I'd like to hear that, actually.
That was a Prince song. All the other music is like orchestra music.
Yeah, like classic.
Chamber music. Well, the kind of music that you enjoy so much.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to mention, Don, that the one nice thing that I liked about the movie Batman was the classical music in the background. I enjoyed that.
Well, of course. Here's a story that was just handed to me. A jealous Egyptian man caused his wife to blow up from 125 pounds to over 600 pounds when he injected her with steroids while she slept.
Oh, God.
Mohammed Bakara told authorities he was afraid his beauty queen wife would be stolen away by another man. So over a six-month period, he administered steroids to her as she slept.
Oh, my.
She now weighs 622 pounds.
Lucky guy.
No longer a beauty queen. A Filipino parrot has blabbed UFO secrets to a researcher.
Oh, no.
In Brazil. Dr. Enrique Navatos says the bird was kidnapped by a flying saucer and returned spilling the beans of everything it saw. He says the bird started beeping like a computer and saying, "We are coming, we are coming."
Alien.
Also from our alien file, an Italian sixth grader says men from outer space have been talking to her on her braces. The 12-year-old says the aliens have told her she will be the leader of the Earth very soon. 12-year-old Maria Castellano says her greatest fear is that she won't get to lead the world if she has to have her braces taken off next week. She does not want her braces taken off.
Hey, Maria.
From our bad breath file, An innocent chicken died after a Hartford, Connecticut woman breathed on it.
Oh, no.
The woman and her husband had been told to breathe on the chicken by a pair of gypsies who had gypped these people out of $32,000.
Ooh, tanky.
The chicken-breathing woman told police the gypsies said it would help her get pregnant if she breathed on the chicken.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
She breathed on it and the chicken died, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And from Iowa City, Iowa, when DJs gather to share their horror stories about sore throats or giving the wrong call letters, Daryl Benihill will have the topper.
Really?
Mr. Benihill, the 19-year-old DJ for KKRQ, stepped outside to get a snack from his car at 1:40 a.m. Monday and found that the station door had been locked behind him.
Duh.
After the last song ended, there was 1 hour and 45 minutes of silence. A friend of Mr. Benny Hill's, who arrived just after the lockout, called the sheriffs. They had to break the door down.
Mm-hmm.
He had broken glass in one back door, and then they pried open a security cage and finally had to just beat the door down.
My friend, Obesity 105, WAVA. Thank you, and...
So long, everybody.
Ciao.